This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Cat with yarn or mouse or whatever the expression goes. That was Paul Skeens last night. Just in the zone. Dominant against two of the hitters from the best team in baseball, the Tigers. And then getting the better of Aaron Judge in back-to-back years at the All-Star game. Two groundouts. 1-2-3 clean inning. Pirates exhale because I'm guessing there's always a little bit of nerves when you see your big horse out there throwing over 100 in a game that doesn't count. Smiles coming off the mound. Livy Dunn asked for one more inning, and that's it. Another great performance by Paul Skeens in front of the nation, the baseball world, at the All-Star game. Malzi across from me. Donnie's here. Your phone calls, too, at 412-928-9370. All of our YouTube freaks are assembled there on the YouTube channel.
And I don't know if you want to call them freaks.
Yeah, that's a term of endearment. Freak of nature is a compliment. Same thing I'll say about those guys, like the Boobsburg Feelers and Jury Rance Taint and guys like that that make up Mike Jones.
So far, Bucko Dan is the main guy jumping into the fray, but I'm sure we'll get more. They are so thrilled that you've acknowledged them, Pony. I think there's going to be a torrent of responses.
Pirates historian Jim Trendinich calling last night with Paul Skeens a top three Pirates All-Star game moment.
Dave Parker,
number one. 79 All-Star game. How about this? 79 Pirates, one All-Star. Stargell was the MVP that year and not an All-Star.
Seems like a tough one.
Yeah.
Seems like a tough
one. The same number of All-Stars as the 2010 Pirates. That seems about right.
What would be the other one?
You'll never get it. Cook covered the game.
I thought it was going to... Oh, so way early.
Arky Vaughn hit two homers in an All-Star game.
I was going to guess something that had to do with Little Poison Paul Wehner.
That's when you know you're talking to a historian.
I was glad Jim wasn't like reaching for something like Nate McLouth with a great outfield assist.
He said honorable mention Leland at the 94 All-Star game, standing ovation in the introduction line. And then he was the guy coaching third base who waved Tony Gwynn home.
That was
to win the game.
That broke a huge AL winning streak, did it not? I think it did.
Yes.
Felt like for a while the AL won every one of those when I was a kid. That was also one of the best All-Star games played in a very long time.
Meatloaf singing the anthem.
Dead now, just,
yep.
Which is a huge bummer.
But if he put that on the list?
One of the best-selling
like
albums of
Meatloaf.
All time.
It was like when we put, who was
Grand
it?
Funk Railroad.
Yeah, Grand Funk Railroad at Heinz Field.
Top
one
five
of the great
moment
moments
in
history.
And then 2 weeks later, baseball went on strike. You know, I still wanted more, and I'm not talking about Skeens pitching. I'm not complaining that he should have gone out there for a second inning. I was irritated by what happened with Skeens. Can you guess why? Do you have any clue where I'm going with this? I feel like once I say it, you're going to think, you know what? I hadn't thought about that, but you're right. And we're going to have a deluge and torrent of people that are like, you know what? I don't agree with Pony all the time, but I honestly think he's onto something and he's right about this.
My only thought was
412-928-9370. Intern Jack standing by. He's not off today, Jack off. He's here.
By the way, we thought Jack had like great taste in music. I played Kenny Rogers, The Gambler, and he goes, oh, great song. Then we tried to test him with other country and yacht rock. Man,
no idea.
Clueless. He knew Africa by Toto. Anyway, here's my guess. You're frustrated that Skeens, that they didn't do more talking about how inept the Pirates are while he's on the mound.
Malsy one for one. Bingo.
I'll be damned.
Ding,
Blind
ding,
Squirrel
ding, ding,
finds
ding.
The nut today to start the show.
Hold
on. Let me pat myself on the back here a little bit.
I felt like muzzles, corks, and gag orders were out. I really think so.
I noticed it. That's the only reason I guessed it.
Did you not notice it?
It was noticeable that all they did was talk.
What did Donnie think?
They did was talk about how dominant Skeens is and look at him just throwing gas over and over again, but there was nothing about, and would you notice that 4-8 record?
Exactly,
they
Donnie.
They put the 4-8 record up there, Donnie, and they like said zilch about it.
I listened to Donnie when I was driving to a family reunion on Saturday on Bucko Talk, and Donnie's like, this is going to be a black eye for the Pirates when they put that 4-8 record out there and they say, can you believe this guy's 4-8 with these numbers? And they absolutely, 100% intentionally and deliberately went out of their way to not mention it. It's like, I don't know if they felt like they were doing the Pirates a favor by doing it, or if they thought, like, we don't want to, like, bring everybody down.
That's what Mark Crowley, I don't know if he's any relation to Adam, says in YouTube. He says they're not going to, they, meaning Major League Baseball, are not going to draw attention to their warts on a day when they are supposed to be celebrating the finest players in the game. And then he said the true part. I think that part's true. He said every baseball fan was thinking it. Yeah, but, like, it gives it extra life, I think, if you acknowledge it in the open.
Yes, just like, this is the analogy or the comparison I'll make, just like Kirk Herbstreit finally said the quiet part out loud in the Steelers-Ravens playoff game last year. Wow, this team has a tendency to get their asses kicked in playoff games under Mike Tomlin, and they looked listless in this game. And I'm sitting there, you know, wanting to break stuff like it's Limp Bizkit, thinking to myself, thank you. Finally, somebody on this game was willing to say it because every Steelers fan was thinking it. I'm not a huge Herbstreit guy, but in that moment, doing NFL games, but in that moment, I was very appreciative that he had the balls to say it. I wanted John Smoltz, the former pitcher, to say something like, man, I feel sorry for Paul Skeens. It's not easy when you're that good and your record's that bad. He's the perfect guy to make that point.
You can also make the point without directly making the point in exactly the way you said it. Say, I can tell you what it's like when you don't get a lot of run support, when your win-loss record doesn't look good, how easy it is to lose focus. But it's a credit to Paul Skeens that even though he has that win-loss record, even though he doesn't get run support, that he's never lost focused. That's like the soft way to say it, but at least you're saying it.
How about a come on, Pirates, get your act together for this guy?
I don't think anybody that was in that booth, and Herbstreit normally would not have checked this box, although it's different. Like, he's criticizing one team, Pony, in that Herbstreit clip. This is criticizing one team, but also, like, broadly the league because there's no cap and somebody would eventually run it over to that direction. I just feel like nobody in that booth last night wanted to be the guy who broke ranks. Like, there was no wild card in there. If you had John Kruk in there, maybe he's like, man, how bad must his team suck if he's got a 4-8 record or something like that, just off the cuff? Like, it's, you know who the moment called for, believe it or not? Charles Barkley would have just shot from the hip in that situation and said something that would have been conceived as out of pocket by his bosses, but true by the audience.
I talked to countless Pirates fans, and if I wasn't involved in the conversation myself, I saw it happening and I just observed it, of people being excited that Skeens was the starter for the All-Star game, not only because they wanted to see him pitch, but they thought the Pirates were going to be exposed to some extent here. Like, they were going to get embarrassed into, wow, now everyone knows about this and sees this, and it's going to, like, spur action.
I'm not holding my breath on that. Pulling the fridge back from the wall and seeing all the roaches crawl out. You're in the light. Ha, ha, ha.
I really thought that something like that was potentially going to happen. And we got none of it. They put 4-8 up there, and they didn't say a word about it. It's historic. Nobody with that bad of a record has ever started one of these games. And they didn't want to touch it, man. And that really bummed me out. Donnie, did you have that same thought watching it last night? You were at where? Did they have the volume on at the place where you were chowing down on wings?
They did, yeah. I was kind of hoping that there would be a couple of shots taken there, because the point I was making Saturday was that they would want to push across to their national audience that maybe doesn't get to see Paul Skeens much, if at all, because the Pirates are never on national TV, and they would have to really seek out watching him pitch for people at home to say, man, this guy's starting the All-Star game. And I think for casuals, they'll say, how's he the All-Star starter? He's 4-8. Like, that doesn't make sense, because that's one of the first things that'll be listed in the graphic. Then we'll see all the other numbers that look great, but like, you would think there they would make it a jumping point to, yeah, he doesn't get a lot of help from the team he plays for, but this guy is phenomenal.
He's the best we've got. Two quick, like, semi-parallel or semi-related thoughts on this, though. One, even, Pony, I know you said you wanted that, and I think, frankly, just for a pound of flesh's sake, a lot of people wanted that. What difference would it have made, A, like, in terms of what fundamental difference would it have made? And B, we all agree that they were more or less gag ordered to do this, right?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you next. I think they were
gag ordered and told not to talk about it. And if that is true, if I'm right, and
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Thinking that. Then guess what? Baseball doesn't have a problem with how the Pirates are being run.
You know
run.
What? I agree with you on that. Because why else would they not do it? I propose the idea where they just, everyone was having a good time and they didn't want to bring everybody down. But it's such an obvious observation to make. And you have a former Hall of Fame, you have a Hall of Fame pitcher in the booth who's more than qualified to comment on it.
And could speak with true authority and gravitas.
Like, and it would honestly, like, it would elevate Skeens, and it would be a way of saying, like, kudos to this guy for being able to power through that on a bad team that doesn't help him out. Like, they didn't even make any of the jokes about him getting run support.
No, those were flying on Twitter, though. When it got to 2-0, people were like, Paul Skeens finally in line for a win, and he couldn't even get that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Paul Skeens
struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ohtani, inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.